Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of May, Sunday morning, and hope you all are having a good weekend so far. And we can always be encouraged by going to the best book in the Bible, the best book in the world, the Bible. There's a lot of books out there, but there's only one true book. You call me Master and Lord and say, well, for so I am. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. What things were gained to me, though I counted loss for Christ, being made free from sin, become servants to God, ye have your fruits unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Thou art no more a servant, but a son. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Thine ears shall hear a word behind me saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. He knoweth the way that I take. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man understand his own way? Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Well, we have a more sure word of testimony, and that testimony is Jesus Christ, Son of the Eternal God, who loved us and gave himself for us. And we have a great hope that we are one of those for whom he's died for, one of those whom he's predestinated, and foreknown, and called, and will eventually glorify. May the good Lord be with you in a special way this weekend. God bless.